kia ora rau atu mō manaakitanga ki te kaupapa o Pākehiwaha. Kia ora rau atu. Arina Williams joins us. Of course, Arina is the MP for Manurewa, but she's also a qualified lawyer. She's worked on the Waitematā District Health Board, Unitech's Runanga Advisory Group, and grew up here in the South Side, and that's why we're chatting today too, because we love the South Side, and just wanted to get some feedback from Arina as to what she thinks some of the budget delivery will do for the people of the South. Tēnā koe, te tohine, ngā mihi.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Thank you for having me on the show, and I love the South too. It's good to be with you this morning.
Kia ora, ngā mihi. Well, Manurewa is probably the hub of the Māori population in many ways. It's got a massive Māori population. What are some of the good things that you sense will be heading to your community's way, the one you represent, as a result of last week's budget, Arena?
It is the hub of the Māori population in South Auckland, but it's also an incredibly diverse population with Pacific and East Asian populations as well. And I think, you know, it's a sort of small reflection of where we're going in the future with our population around New Zealand, and is a reminder of why these budgets are so difficult to put together in volatile times. You know, overnight last week, inflation in the UK went to 9%, and we're seeing all around the world this global situation of very uncertain times. And so the finance ministers put together quite a balanced budget, and that's why we saw a billion-dollar package for cost of living pressures in there that'll affect 2.1 million people around the country with an extra $27 a week for 3 months. You know, to put that into context, in South Auckland, that's 233,000 people in County Manukau. Only about 5,000 people in the electorate of Manurewa won't qualify for that or the winter energy payment. So most people in South Auckland are going to be getting this extra help from the government. But let me tell you the three things which stand out to me for Māori in South Auckland and for South Auckland as a whole. The first thing is the investment in South Auckland's health. It's a record investment in health in this budget, particularly for Māori, with that Māori Health Authority sitting there with funding to really make a difference for Māori health inequities. But there's also a huge boost for Pacific providers and making sure that they have the workforce that they need to deliver the kind of health outcomes that we saw in the pandemic, with both Māori communities and Pacific communities standing up and addressing the needs of our population here in South Auckland. The second big winner is South Auckland schools. We see this equity index, which is funded in the budget. It's got an investment of $350 million to establishing that. And South Auckland schools are the big winner out of that, because in the old decile system, our schools were being funded based on the cost of the houses around them. But we know in South Auckland that we've got big whānau living in those houses, and the cost of them is high in Auckland, and that doesn't reflect the prosperity of the people. The new equity index is going to mean that funding goes with the students coming in the door in our South Auckland schools, and it's going to mean they have more funding. And the third one I'm really excited about is in South Auckland's infrastructure. We see a Manukau port study in the budget, and one of the three places that the Manukau port could go is right in Pohanui, which would mean it was right in Manurewa, with a really big injection into South Auckland's infrastructure, lots of jobs created by that, and that investment that the government's put in over the years into trades and engineering for our kids is going to pay off.
Well, that's some interesting things. The Manukau Harbour potential for a port, well, it surprises me, because I've lived around the harbour for so long and it's a very shallow guy. So it'll be interesting. Some are saying it's you know, tossing money to the consultants unnecessarily, but we'll see how that one pans out. Let's just get back for a moment to the payment to the people of Manurewa. It's $350. Some say, well, it's, you know, it's not much, but are you suggesting that it's going to be really valuable to many people at $27 a week?
Well, when you look at our Manurewa supermarkets about what you can get for $350, I mean, I think it does make a difference. The kaya that you can buy, the petrol that you can put in the car, those things do make a difference in what is a short-term shock. It's better than a long-term tax cut, because it means that people earning below $70,000 are going to be getting more money from the government out of these payments than they would out of a tax cut. But it also means that it's a short-term stimulus, and what that means for the economy as a whole is that it doesn't create these inflationary pressures that we're seeing now, which, you know, takes away from people's savings. I think $350 does make a big difference to the families who are going to be getting it, and it's paid at an individual level. So if you've got more individuals living in your house over the age of 18 who can get it, they will be getting it too, and it'll mean those intergenerational families are getting more money in the bank for every week.
Thank you. You see that you've been out at the Solomon Group working with people post-budget, and they do a lot of work with Aorangatahi. What's the purpose of that visit, Arena?
Yeah, I touched base with the Solomon Group about the amazing work they do. I wanted to talk to them about a few things which this budget will mean for them, and to hear about what they're doing, particularly with driver's licensing for our young people. This budget is the first time we've had a major investment in the way that driver's training is provided around our community. And I want to make sure that our organisations, which teach people to drive, community groups, places like the Marae Wimarae, places like Te Kaha o Te Rangatahi, and the Solomon Group, are well-funded and can support as many people as possible through driver training. Because, you know, Dale, there are too many South Auckland kids and South Auckland adults who have gone through without getting a driver's license because it's really expensive to get tested. Our testing rates, the failure rates are very, very high in South Auckland compared to the rest of the country. And so people aren't able to get their license. And then that means that they're getting pulled up, they're getting fined. Those fines are turning into court fines and they're having to do community service. And if you don't show up to that, that can be the first time that you meet the justice system. And you will have a record for that. And it's not something I want any more South Auckland kids to be faced with. So the investment in driving education in this budget, I see as a big one for South Auckland, especially our Māori boys who are getting pulled up for these things and then not able to pay the fines. Solomon Group also had some really good feedback for me about the need that they're seeing in our community and about the hardship that, some of our young people and students are in when they're just trying to get ahead with further education or training. That's why I think this $350 payment will make a big difference to those young people. You don't need kids to qualify for it, but you also don't need to be a full-time student. So pretty much all of the people who are accessing Solomon Group services are going to be eligible for this payment, and it's going to make a difference to them.
Great catching up with you again, Arena. We'll stay in touch and talk more regularly. Arena Williams, MP for Manurewa, thank you for your time, Arena.
Kia ora.
All the best, Ngā mihi.